Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Cub Scouts of America. You know what? Here's my son with some more information.
Hi, my name is Adrian. Right now, I am selling popcorn to help pay for Cub Scout outings and supplies. I might need, please support me, Adrian, by buying popcorn. Thanks for your help. And now, back to my dad.
Thanks, Adrian. He is right. It does help support the Cub Scouts, and it actually supports him. We are making any money that's raised by the Scouts are actually going towards the Scouts. So it goes into their PAC fund, and what that means is if they need to go on an outing and they've got money inside their PAC fund, they don't have to pay for it out of pocket. It comes out of there. It teaches the Scouts how to sell and do things like that. So, like, example, today he was learning and understanding how broadcasting works and how the radio works and all that. So it actually helps them learn. I'm a big supporter of Cub Scouting, as you guys may know, and scouting in general. So again, let's actually give you the link. Go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Just type that up in the URL where you would type in google.com or whatnot. Again, otrwesterns.com/popcorn, and or even check the show notes. I'm going to put that in the show notes also. But what that does is that will send you over to Cub Trails. What Cub Trails does is they will actually give him credit for purchasing it. They've got a wide variety of popcorn. And let's say you go, you know, I don't want popcorn. What you can do at that point is there's also donating to military. What that does is that actually buys popcorn for our men and women who are overseas and fighting. So they will actually, all that money goes directly to that. We get a little bit of money off of it, but for the most part, you're buying popcorn for the men and women overseas. So that's a good way of doing it. But there is a lot of good flavors out there. Remember, it is fundraising, so it's going to be a little bit on the higher price than what you just go buy in the store, but you are supporting scouting. What I'll do for you, if you decide to purchase, is I'll give you a membership to that same exact price. So let's say it's, you know, $30 is what you spend. I will give you a $30 membership. Whatever that would entail, you'll get that. I'm also going to do a special video for anybody who does this, and probably an extra show just for you, my supporters in this campaign. So don't send me any money. Go ahead and go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Help my son raise money. I think it's great. Last time we did this, he was a top seller. You guys are a huge support, and keep me going. Help the scouting going. Keep these kids, you know, out of anything bad. Thanks, and let's get into today's episode. What a wonderful journey, what a wonderful tale. Tell all your buddies, tell all your pals. Walk it, swim it, and set your sail. We're taking a trip on the Scouting Trail. We're taking a trip on the Scouting Trail.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Bandits of the Great Swamp. The year of the heavy rains in the early days of the Old West transformed many arid regions into lakes. The overflowing rivers and streams turned all the lowlands into vast steaming swamps, the northeastern end of which fronted on a stage road west. As our story opens, the notorious bandit Luther Howard, his henchmen Sam Maines and their gang, are riding toward the stagecoach road several miles out of the town of Frontier.
This blasted rain. Ain't it ever gonna let up?
What are you kicking about the rain for, Sam? If it wasn't for this rain, we wouldn't have a hideout in that swamp. It wouldn't be as easy knocking off these banks and stagecoaches like we've been doing. As far as I'm concerned, it can keep right on raining.
Well, I guess you're right, Luther. I hadn't ought to be kicking.
Then don't let me hear any more of it. Our stage will have to ford this creek, boys. We'll hold it up right here. Over.
The stage ought to be right along, eh, Luther?
Yeah, I reckon so, if it's on time. Yep, there she comes down the hill. Get your horses under cover, boys. Now get your masks on. Now, Joe, when the driver stops his horses, you stand by the head.
All right, Luther.
Now get on out of sight, all of you. All right, driver, stop them horses. Stop them, I tell you.
Ho, ho!
Yeah. Now turn out the passengers, Sam.
Sure will. All right, come out there, you.
Why, you blasted bandits. You ain't gonna get anything from me.
Well, it's the storekeeper, Luther.
So I see.
Luther, eh? Luther Howard, most likely. I sure am mighty glad to know that.
A lot of good it's gonna do you to know it.
That's nice shooting. You kill him as dead as a doornail.
Now look him over for money and valuables, Sam, then throw his body back in the stagecoach. Now you, driver, throw down that box.
Ain't much in it this trip.
Throw it down, I say. Any more valuables up there?
Nope, never a thing.
Too bad you heard my name, driver, because since you have, I got to kill you, too. And put him in the stagecoach, too, Sam, then whip up the horses and let them run wild. Then we'll get back in the swamp where we know blame well they can't catch us. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, this rain is all right.
Pancho might as well be the duck, Cisco.
You might as well be a duck, Pancho?
Yeah.
You mean on account of all this rain, I suppose.
Pancho, hope we get in out of this rain soon.
We will, amigo. We're not far from the town of Frontier.
You see the storekeeper in the town of Frontier, Cisco?
Senor George Franklin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will stop to see Senor George.
And Sandy De Stella, too?
Well, I presume Senor De Stella will be at the store with her father.
Pancho presumes too, Cisco. Sandy De Stella is pretty, say you
hear. Yeah, she's very pretty.
Well, Pancho, think we go to see Sandy De Stella, and maybe her father be there at the store, no?
Have it your own way, Pancho. What is that? Look over there, Pancho, on the stage road.
On the stage road?
I cannot see too clearly in this rain, but either the driver of that stagecoach is a lunatic or those horses are running away. Let us get over there, Pancho. Up the car.
Go over, go now. Pancho, the horses run away, Cisco.
That is just what they are doing, Pancho. There is no driver up on the seat.
Horses head for the town.
See, and they are nearly in the town, too. We'll have to try to stop them, Pancho, before someone gets hurt. Up the car.
Go now. Jump to the back of the lead horse, Cisco.
That is what I'm going to try to do, amigo. And right now.
Bueno, Cisco. Bueno,
mucho. Oh, ho, now, ho, ho.
Hey, what in time do you think you're doing?
Need the sheriff, Cisco.
What in tarnation you doing on the backs of them horses?
The horses were running away, Senor Sheriff. If I were you, I would look in the stagecoach. One of you hombres, stand at the head of these horses. They might bolt again unless you do.
Stage, Sheriff? Oh, hello, Cisco. Pancho.
Buenas tardes, senorita.
Buenas tardes, senorita.
Yeah, don't know whether he did or not, Stella. We'll see. Jumping Jupiter. Hey, some of you boys, lend me a hand. Get these fellas out of here.
What is it? By heavens, it's Dad.
Yeah, the driver, too.
We both been shot, Cisco.
Looks that way, Chico. Yeah. Un momento, senor Sheriff. I saw Senor George move his hand just then. He's still alive.
Oh, Dad. Dad.
Fool them blasted bandits.
What bandidos, Senor George?
Luther Howard, Sam Maines, and their gang. It held us up out by Creek Cross.
Oh, some of you, please carry him over to the house. Please hurry.
In case you are going out after those bandidos at once, Senor Sheriff.
I sure am.
Then let Pancho and me offer our services in your posse. We are ready when you are, Sheriff.
I guess we've ridden far enough up the creek now. Oh, boy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now we can ride back down in the creek where it joins the swamp water. Hear that?
Yeah. Here. Yeah. You know, it appears to me you go to a lot of trouble to cover our tracks, Luther.
You can't be too careful about such a thing, Sam. The sheriff and the posse will be out here before long. They'll pick up our tracks and follow them to where we just went into the creek. But according to them tracks, we was riding some away from the swamp, and that's just what we want them to think. Yeah. Now we've ridden far enough in the creek. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Now, if we can find that underwater trail that leads into the swamp.
Of course we can find it. Starts just to the left of that bush. Get up.
Yeah. Here. It sure was mighty lucky for us when the floodwaters just barely covered the top of that ridge.
Yeah, makes the top of the ridge handy as a trail, don't it?
Yeah. Yeah, especially since everybody else would think this water here was just one big lake.
All right, you hombres, get back in single file. We'll be back at camp soon, and we'll figure out how much we've made today.
We know them bandits came along here, Cisco.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
We know they rode into the creek right at the point just ahead of us. You suppose they crossed over here, Cisco?
Well, there is one way to find out, Senor Sheriff. I will ford this creek and see. Up there, come on.
Why don't you go to a girl over one house? Where do you think about me those girls, Cisco?
I have no idea, Pancho.
No?
But to go by the rule of one thing at a time, let us see if they rode out on this side of the creek. Up the bank, Diablo.
Up the bank, Lobo. Can't see no signs of them, Cisco.
They did not come out of the water at this point, Senor Sheriff.
Well, then they waded upstream to throw us off the track. You and Pancho are right on that side of the creek. But this Cisco and the rest of the boys and I'll stay over here on this side and look for the tracks where them coyotes came out of the water.
What about that big body of water to the southwest of us, Sheriff?
Well, that makes into a mighty big swampland, Cisco. No sense even wasting the time looking in there. First place, we need a boat to get in there.
Bandido's not going that swamp, Cisco.
I am not so sure, Pancho. Swamps have often made the best hideouts in the world for criminals. You and your men go ahead up the creek, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I will examine that swamp more closely.
All right. Joe, you and Slim take the other side of the creek. All right, let's get going. Get up!
How do we get into that swamp, Cisco?
Let us try to reason this out as the bandidos would reason it, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
They would ride down in the creek to where it overflows into the swamp.
Yes, Cisco.
Then the... But let us get down there. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go, Lou. Go down there. Oh, that lake is almost as big as the ocean.
Yeah, there's a lot of water, Pancho. Now we'll stop right here for a moment. Hold, Diablo.
Hold, Diablo. Hold, Diablo.
Yeah, Pancho, look.
Where?
Someone has passed here recently.
Pancho, not see nothing, Cisco.
Look more closely, Pancho.
Pancho, not... Ooh, it's a horse hair, Cisco.
Si, a horse hair caught on the bush. Pancho, I think we are going to find the bandidos in this swamp.
It's good to get back to camp, Luther.
Yeah, sure seems good, all right. Some of you hombres rustle some dry wood out of the shed. Get a fire going here.
How much of a haul did we make?
I don't know. Let's see.
What? Is that all?
That's all.
Why, that measly haul didn't even pay us for getting wet. You'd have thought the storekeeper would have had more money than that on him.
He probably keeps his money in his store. Well, maybe we'll ride in later and pay that store a visit.
Yeah, that's an idea. Come on, let's go.
I'll think it over while we're eating. But maybe we will at that. Right now, get out the cards, Sam. I feel like playing a little poker. ¶¶
This quite an underwater trail, Cisco.
See, leads into this swamp for a long way, amigo. Mm-hmm. I felt there was such a trail. It would almost have to be for those banditos to get into the swamp. And by good luck, we hit the trail right there at that bush.
How much farther we go?
Well, we will go until we get to their camp. But meanwhile, here's a little island on which we will leave our horses.
Oh,
there.
Oh, look, oh, look. Do not mean we swim the rest of the way, Chico.
Of course. I do not mean that, Chico. Uh-huh. I mean that we will wade the rest of the way. There are times when horses are very handy to have, but this is not one of them. Now follow behind me and wade as quietly as possible.
Quiet, Chico.
Hey, look, Poncho, ahead. There is a camp on that island.
Poncho, see the camp, Chico.
Follow me very quietly.
Very quietly.
If we can take those hombres by surprise, so much the better for us.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful, Poncho. The footing is not very good at this point.
Poncho, be careful, Cisco. Poncho, be careful. Yay! The Poncho slipped.
Oh, Madre Mia.
The Poncho slipped.
Here, give me your hand, Poncho. There. Now I'll draw you back to the trail. I'm afraid you've aroused everyone in this camp.
Well, we got visitors.
Yeah, and one of them's the Cisco Kid. Keep cover with your rifles, boys.
Yeah, you two hombres coming solo with your hands up.
Say, hombre, we won't do that.
Well, I reckon we can give you the same kind of treatment the stage driver and the storekeeper got, eh, Luther?
You're not killed, the storekeeper, hombre.
We didn't kill him, huh? And we better make sure we do kill him before he talks too much. As for you two, hombres, you're as good as dead right now.
And the bandit chieftain means exactly what he said. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Bandits of the Great Swamp. Arriving in the town of Frontier shortly after the big swamp gang headed by Luther Howard had held up the stagecoach, killed the driver, and as they thought, killed the one passenger, storekeeper George Franklin, Cisco and Poncho took the bandits' trail into the swamp. But our friends were captured when Poncho slipped and fell into the water. Now,
get the gun, Sam.
All right, Luther.
Now, what was that remark the fat one made about the storekeeper not being dead?
Well, Poncho, I stopped to think what Poncho say.
Oh, you didn't stop to think, huh? But you said it just the same.
Say, if that storekeeper ain't dead, Luther, some of us better get back into town and finish him off. We can't afford to have him talking.
First thing to do, though, is get rid of you two. All right, some of you hombres, go get some of them pieces of iron pipe and plenty of rope.
What'd you do with those bandidos?
Wait and see.
Water's still rising, Cisco. So I'm going to have you two staked out right at the water line. By the time we get back from town, the water will be a foot over your heads.
Stella?
Yes, Dad.
Where is the doctor?
Oh, he went home some time ago. You've been asleep, Dad. You've been asleep about an hour.
What did the doctor say?
He said you were going to get better, just as long as you didn't try to get out of bed too soon.
Well, where's the sheriff? Well,
he's out after the men who held up the stage, Dad. The Cisco Kid and Poncho went along with him.
Do they know bandits are in the big swamp?
In the big swamp? Well, how do you know?
After they shot me at the holdup, I pretended to be dead. I heard them say they were going to have a hideout in the big swamp. You better get word to the sheriff, Stella.
No, Dad. We'll let the sheriff wait. Right now, the important thing is not to get word to him, but to see that you get the care you need.
Oh, I tell you, I'm all right.
Of course you're all right, and you're going to stay that way.
And by thunder, I'll get up and go myself.
Now, Dad, no. You lie right back in that bed. It isn't as vital as all that for the sheriff to know this minute, and as far as I'm concerned, he's not going to know.
Thank you.
much, and I can get free, Cisco. If the water come up all the time, and now it's up over Pancho's knees.
See, Chico, there is no question but what the water is rising.
But we're not going to stay here and be drowned, Cisco.
I'm forcing myself not to worry for a while, amigo. Not until the water gets over the rope that ties my wrist to this stake.
What good that do, Cisco? What good that do?
The rope is made of rawhide, and when it gets wet, it should stretch. Perhaps enough for me to get my hands free.
And bandidos all go to the town, Cisco?
Oh, but one or two. They left to guard the place here.
They're in the complain cars, no?
Si.
Uh-huh.
Now the water's coming up some more, Pancho.
Oh.
Maybe if I can push my hands down, I can get the rawhide into the water.
Those bandidos get to the town, they kill Senor George.
That is just exactly what is on my mind, Chico. I'll see if I can stretch this rawhide enough to get my hands free.
You get them free, Cisco?
Not quite, but I think the rawhide gave a little bit.
Pancho, try to help you, Cisco.
Save your strength, Pancho. Huh? Will not help me if you strain too. Bueno, the rope did stretch then. Just once more, I believe my hands will be free. Now, if I can get my knife. Here it is. Cut the rope from my ankles.
Cut Pancho free, Cisco. Cut Pancho
free. See, Pancho, that is just what I'm going to do. First, your hands. And your feet.
Gracias, Cisco. Gracias. Now we ride to the town in a big hurry, no?
We will if those bandidos did not see our horses back on that little island.
You whistle to the horses, Cisco?
No, Pancho, not yet. Not until we take care of those hombres in the camp. Now follow me and make no noise, because they are armed and we are not.
We walk right in on them, Cisco.
Not unless we want to be shot down, and I do not care for that idea. Now, here's what we will do.
Mm-hmm.
You go around to the back of the camp.
Uh-huh. The back of the camp.
Throw a rock through the window to attract their attention.
The attention, the attention.
When I hear the glass break, I will go in after them.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you going now, Cisco?
Say, if Pancho follows those directions, this should work out all right. And that sounds as if he did follow directions.
Hey, who threw that rock in here?
I'll go outside and take a look.
You will not have far to look, hombre. Nor you have much time. I'll take his gun.
You get him, Cisco?
One of them, amigo. The other one is still in the cabin. We will see about him right now.
He comes to the door now, Cisco.
Hey, Slim, what'd you find out there?
He find a quick way to go to sleep, hombre.
Get your hands up. Pancho, take his guns and tie him tightly along with his other bandido.
Take them along when we ride to the town?
No, for we must get there in a hurry. Which reminds me, we had better find out right now if our horses are captured by those bandidos.
Logo! They're not captured, Cisco. They're not captured.
Luck was with us this time, Pancho. Now, if only we can get to town in time to save Senor George.
The storekeeper lives out behind the store, don't he, Luther?
Yeah, him and that daughter of his.
What if she gets in our way?
You know my rule in matters like that.
Shoot her down, huh?
That's right, without batting an eye. While we're in the house, a couple of you hombres go in that store and get the money out of the till.
Yeah, and don't forget to stock up on provisions, too. We're short on them.
Here we are. Whoa, boy.
Whoa.
All right, come on. Let's get in there, Sam.
All right, Luther. If the door's locked, I'll shoot off the lock.
Maybe it ain't locked. We'll see. It's unlocked. Come on. Yeah, sure.
It's two of us, Doctor.
But good heavens, what are you men doing here?
Well, just dropped in to pay a social call, ma'am.
And to inquire about the state of your father's health.
You get out of here, both of you. Get out of here this instant.
I reckon we'll pay our respects to your father first, ma'am.
Yeah, and that goes for me, too.
Oh, no, you don't. Now get out of here.
Well, what do you know, Luther? She's got a little derringer there.
Oh, is that what it is? Looks more like a cat pistol to me.
Well, you'll find out how much of a cat pistol it is if you don't get out of here this instant.
I'll tell you what, Sam. You walk towards her on that side of the room, and I will on this. Between the two of us, we ought to be able to get that cat pistol.
I warn you, take another step and I'll fire.
No, you wouldn't do a thing like that, ma'am. I know you wouldn't.
You missed me.
I'll help you.
You better go finish off her father, Sam. Maybe some of the neighbors heard that
you're
shot.
You're not going into that room. You're not. I tell you, you're not.
Well, now, ma'am, I don't know who's going to stop me.
No, I'm going to
stop. Hey. Somebody's calling.
Watch out for the taxis by the entrance. They must be in the store.
Cisco.
Hey, on thunder,
I will not explain to you, hombre. Let the senorita go.
They came here to kill Dad, Cisco.
And that's just what we're going to do.
Think again, hombre. And while you are thinking, get your hands up. You too, Bandito.
All right. Take it easy, Cisco.
I dare you to put away that gun and let me get a crack at you, Cisco.
That sounds like the sheriff. Perhaps in a moment or two, hombre, I can grant your wish.
Bandito's in the store, Senor Sheriff.
Go after him, boys.
I have a couple of prisoners in here for you, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, I thought that was your horse out there, Cisco. Well, so you got Sam and Luther, huh?
He certainly did, Sheriff. If it hadn't been for Cisco, my father would be dead right now.
Let us get these hombres out of here, Sheriff, and into the jail after you get their guns.
Yeah, mighty good idea, Cisco. I'll get the handcuffs on Luther here. And now on you, Sam.
One momento, if you please, Senor Sheriff. This hombre thinks he has some unfinished business with me. So when we get outdoors, I'll be glad to give him his chance.
Huh? No. No, nothing doing. Put on the handcuffs, Sheriff. I ain't fighting Cisco single-handed.
There, Cisco. There's a nice big lunch for you and Pancho to put in your saddlebags.
Gracias, senorita, but there was no need for you to go to all this trouble.
And here are some provisions Dad insists you take with you.
But, senorita, we cannot accept all these things without paying for them.
Without paying for them?
Si.
Cisco. Dad and I could give you this house, the store, and all our property and still be indebted to you for saving Dad's life.
Oh, now, senorita, we only did what anyone else would have done.
Now, please, take these things, Cisco. Dad and I'll feel much better if you do.
Very well, and gracias.
And one more thing. Be sure and call in and see us when you ride this way again.
You may be sure we will.
And, yes, there is just one more thing, Cisco.
And what is that, senorita?
Well, it's just this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We take care of those bandidos, no?
Si, Pancho. Those bandidos will give the people of Frontier no more trouble for a long, long time.
The bandidos in the penitentiary for murder, huh?
Si, amigo. And when we left the town, Senor George was getting much better.
Yes, si, Senor George should open the chair before we leave.
He has a very nice store there, Pancho.
Very nice store there.
Also, he has a nice fruit orchard behind his house.
He's a nice fruit orchard, Cisco. But Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho tried to show off how much he knows to Senor George.
How much you know about what, amigo?
How much Pancho know about the fruit trees?
So, what did you do?
Pancho pointed to a tree right out behind the house.
You pointed to a tree right out behind the house. See, see.
And Pancho say, that's not a good tree, Senor George. Pancho be surprised if you get 10-pound apples off that tree this year.
And what did Senor George say to that?
He say, I be surprised too, Pancho. That's not an apple tree, that a peach tree.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.